This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There was a guilty plea this afternoon from the one-time girlfriend of convicted Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. 64-year-old Catherine Gregg pleaded guilty to a single federal contempt charge. WBUR's Steve Brown was in the courtroom today and joins us from the federal courthouse. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
What did Catherine Gregg plead guilty to this afternoon?
Well, prosecutors say that Catherine Gregg refused to testify before a grand jury that's been investigating whether others may have helped Whitey Bulger during the 16 years that he and she were on the run. Now, Gregg has been silent as far as testifying goes ever since she and Bulger were apprehended almost 5 years ago in Santa Monica, where they'd been living a life below the radar. Now, the prosecutor said that Gregg was brought before a federal grand jury three times in 2014, and even despite being offered immunity, refused to testify each time.
So I know she was in court herself today. Can you describe her demeanor and what it was like to be in the courtroom?
Well, it was rather subdued in the courtroom. The federal marshals brought Gregg into the courtroom through a side door. She was wearing blue-gray prison scrubs and white sneakers. She still has that short gray hair and a rather pasty complexion. She was handcuffed and shackled, although the marshals did remove her handcuffs when she sat in the courtroom with her attorney and as she took the witness stand to answer a series of questions from Judge Dennis Saylor about whether she understood that she was giving up her rights to a trial by pleading guilty today.
And how about after the hearing itself? I know you talked to some of the people who were spectators.
Yes, outside, Steve Davis spoke to reporters after the hearing wrapped up. Now, Davis has been present at virtually every Bulger-related event here at the courthouse. His sister, Deborah Davis, is thought to be one of Bulger's murder victims, although the jury could not agree if Bulger was actually responsible for her death. Davis said he just wishes Catherine Gregg would tell all she knows.
The only reason she's keeping her mouth shut is she's got somebody she's protecting or money she's protecting, and it's a shame that she has to waste her life in jail for a man that wouldn't give 2 minutes to open his mouth.
Now, also, Gregg's attorney Kevin Reddington spoke with reporters. He said she has no intentions of ever testifying.
It's not something that, you know, you can abuse her or you know, put her in jail and threaten her with more jail or more contempt. She has great respect for the court. She doesn't have so much respect for the government, but she is not going to testify.
Okay, so she was not sentenced today. What kind of sentence could Catherine Gregg receive for contempt?
Well, the judge will determine what penalty she will receive, and that could include up to life in prison. Now, she'll be sentenced at the end of April.
And before you go, Steve, tell us what Whitey Bulger's status is right now. Where is he?
Well, he is serving a life sentence at the Coleman U.S. Federal Prison down in Florida. Last summer, his attorney argued in federal appeals court that his conviction should be overturned. That appeal is currently in the system. Keep in mind that Bulger's 86 years old. There's always the likelihood that he could die in prison before the appeals process is resolved.
Okay, WBUR's Steve Brown at the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome, Lisa.